Get Well Wednesday is brought to you by AARP. AARP is dedicated to helping you live a healthy life. Visit aarp.org/blackcommunity and discover the resources waiting for you and your family. AARP, real possibilities.
Coming to the microphone right now, our next guest, fitness expert, celebrity trainer, co-host of Lifestyle Magazine Health on TBN, Obi Obadike. Obi, how are you this morning?
I'm doing really good. You know I have to love what I do if I'm here on Christmas Eve with all of you guys.
Already.
We understand that completely.
You know what I mean? But you know what? Honestly, I've been a fan of the show since I was in high school, and I thank you for having me on the show.
Well, Obi, I've been a fan of yours. As a matter of fact, in the summertime when I walk around with my shirt off, people sometimes mistake me for being you. They be talking, hey, Skip. I mean, hey, Obi. Hey, Skip.
Put your shirt back on.
So let me ask you something. When they mistake you, is it the bald head? It's not the body, right? The bald head, right? No. Or just being black?
See, because you have the most ripped abs of all fitness models in the world, Obi, and so. When they see my abs, they kind of, I guess it reminds them of...
You know what's so funny about that, Skip? You do have abs. Everybody has abs. Unfortunately, you know, it's just kind of hibernating underneath the fat like some people. You know what I mean?
I understand.
I like that. Hibernating.
It's hibernating. Everyone has abs. It's just a matter of... A little bit of, you know, some people have more layers than others over the abs, you know?
Yeah, right. Mine's hidden.
What can you do to get your abs outside?
After Christmas dinner, though. After
the thing about it is that people actually think that if you do 1,000 sit-ups that the fat is going to melt away. And the reality is the only way to burn fat is nutrition. It's eating healthy to get your body fat levels really low. There's no raspberry ketones or no Garcinia Kambogi or whatever that's going to make you get ripped abs. It's eating healthy.
So you say eat more, but, you know, I guess I hear people who are really not as educated as you are when it comes to fitness saying, well, eat just a little bit and you'll lose that weight and you'll be okay.
No, it's really eating a balanced meal, but also making sure that when you're eating, you're not over-consuming too many calories. So a lot of times people don't know, they don't understand portion size. They'll just eat and eat and eat until, you know, they can't eat anymore. So it's more of the portion size, it's more of the caloric control that's going to dictate weight loss versus weight gain, to be honest with you.
How many times a day should you eat?
Go ahead, Jackie.
The thing about it is that there's this myth that if you eat, you know, 7-8 meals a day, it's going to speed up your metabolism. That is absolutely false. It doesn't matter. So let me ask you something. If you're consuming 2,200 calories per day, whether you eat that in 7 meals or 3 meals, your metabolism is still going to be the same speed. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is really trying to figure out a way where you're eating enough food and you're able to get all your meals in. For me, when I'm training someone and their goal is to lose weight and drop fat, I have them on a 10 to 12 calorie per pound diet. So, for example, if somebody is 140 pounds and they want to lose, you know, they want to lose maybe 15, 20 pounds, I'll have them on a 1,400 calorie to 1,600 calorie per day diet, and then I'll have them on maybe 40% carbs, 40% protein and 20% fat.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If you could take one food thing from the American public, what would that be? If you could eliminate just one, like what is the worst thing you could eat? The worst thing.
I would say honestly, the worst thing that you can eat really is fast food. I think there's so much high calories in fast food. It's like you can go out there to a fast food restaurant and literally within one meal consume 1,500 calories within one meal.
Ooh.
That's crazy. That's almost like a day of calories, your whole day in one meal.
Obi, I understand that at times you can get down to as little as 2% body fat? Is that on the reel?
No, 2%? you know what's so funny is when I used to shoot, when I was shooting for magazine covers, I would get really low. The honest truth is that it's not healthy to really get that lean and that low. But whenever I would get ready for a magazine shoot, they would really want you to look a certain way. So I try to get as lean as I possibly could to be, to be marketable for that magazine that wants you to have that lean, ultra ripped look. And when I trained Morris Chestnut for the Best Man Holiday, he dropped 33 pounds on me. He yes, was in the worst shape of his life, and he was in the best shape of his life for that movie. And it was the same tips that I'm sharing with you guys now. It was the same tips that he followed when I dieted him down for that movie.
God bless you for that.
You know what was so funny was when he got in that type of shape. I was getting from women like, thank you for making Morris look so sexy, so hot. And I got that through all my Twitter and Facebook. So I'm like, that was probably the most attention I ever received was getting Morris in shape from the women.
Yeah. Clearly you're doing the Lord. You are doing the Lord's work.
Obi, if you have a hateful shape and you hate working out, how can you learn to enjoy?
In other words, what do you have for the funny shape?
You know what? I really think it's one of those type of things where you have to find something to help motivate you to get in the gym. Whether it's putting up a picture of someone that you aspire to look to, whether it's maybe fixing your music, your iPod, maybe having certain favorite songs that make you feel good when you work out.
Yeah.
And sometimes, a lot of times, it's just trying to create a workout that you actually enjoy doing. Some people like to play racquetball. They like to play basketball. It doesn't feel like they're actually working out. But the honest truth is that if you work out just a minimum of 30 minutes a day, you're going to extend the longevity of your life, honestly.
It makes no sense why
someone doesn't want to work out, because if you truly value your health, you're going to exercise, you know?
Amen to that, brother. I got to go put more fat on my body.
So what do you eat for the holidays? What's the word? Like, do you let yourself eat for the holidays?
No, I think it is definitely important to indulge. What I teach my clients is that you can, if you follow this rule, the 90-10 rule, so it's basically eating healthy 80 to 90% of the time and cheating 10 to 20% of the time. And if you follow that formula, you'll be okay, because you have to indulge. Even from a psychological perspective, you can't expect someone to eat healthy 7 days a week. It's so extreme. And it's not, for a lot of people in this country and all over the world, it's not realistic. Also, if you are going to have a cheat meal and you are going to indulge, the best time to do it is after you work out, because your body's going to absorb it better. Your body and your muscles are going to absorb the extra fat and the extra calories. So if you are going to have a cheat meal, after you work out. Also, portion size of a cheat meal is not four hands. It's in the palm of your hand. That's a right portion size for a cheat meal, whether it's a hamburger or a pizza. So, and use the cheat meals as a reward for eating healthy throughout the week, as opposed to the other way around.
I'll do that today then. Obi Obadike, our special guest, the nutrition fitness expert. And for the for fitness tips, as a matter of fact, you can text your questions to 646464. Obi will answer the questions for the next hour. So, Obi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
Christmas.
And God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too.